Now we Sagadarit you can tell me to think that Mahsadav Koikran make them Likra. If you turn this simon into the back of the neck, if so, Mayi Ramolik, what do you have to say? That Malik is kosher from the back. Afilu Shaykhanani, even the Shkita should also be kosher then on an animal. If you take the animal and like move the simonim to the back of the neck, and you make a shchita there, so comes out the first thing you're cutting is the simonim. So before it becomes a treif, you cut the simonim, the shchita should also be kosher. So why does the Mishnah say what's kosher by Malik is pasul for shchita? El Olav Shmamin is going to prove to say, Af Machzer, the Blair B'chir just meant to say that you could also make a Malika by first moving the simonim to the back. But not that you have to. A rather, a Malika could be done normally with the simonim in the front. And so, Masnissen, not that our Mishnah makes the contrast, but Masnissen, to the lawyer Heather, our Mishnah is talking about where you did not move the simonim in the back of the neck. So therefore, Malika is Ksheira there. Masheik and Eshchita, since you are first cutting the Mafrekis, making them into a Treifa, and then first cutting the simonim, and Echani is Psula. So that is Mustafa to set up, Neir B'chir just meant to say, Af Machzir. Omer Rabbi Yana says, Yikablu Haruibin, Eshuvasan. Whoever was left, the young ones, receives this tshuva. Rashi says it means to say Rabbi Yana like it's arguing on Bnei Abchiyah. So you have to say Hanorim is Bnei Abchiyah, they should hear there's a tshuva, what they're saying. Why then is that they say, if you push this simonim to the back of the neck and make him leaker, there's Ksheira. What's the question of them? Tiktonik, because it says now Mishnah Nimtza comes out, Koshe Bishchita Pasadim Likon. Any place that's kosher for shchita, meaning the front of the neck, that's kosher for malika. And kosher for malika, any place that's kosher to make a malika on, means the back of the neck, is kosher for shchita. That's kosher for shchita. Now, lemutai mai, what does it come to exclude? Lav doesn't it come to exclude? Lemutai machzer simonim achu yerif. Delay, that if you press the simonim to the back of the neck, that's psula, it's not kosher to make a malika there. A Rashi said, because this was just come to tell us the Ikar Halachis, that the Tzavra is kosher l'shchita, and the Oyif is kosher from Likah Pshita. So isn't it coming to exclude, Rashi says, if you mark for the simonim, the kosher l'shchita, Erechnami, if you'd move the simonim to the back of the neck, see if you'd make a shchita there, be ksheira. But a person Malika, from Likah, be person. Says so, of your tyuftan, bnei adchia, the earth's mashma, if you put the simonim in the back and make a Malika, that's psula. Samar says, Omer Rabba Bar Bachona, Lloyd, that's not the Peshat, could be thought a question of Bnei Abchiyah. I tell you, the Mishnah means to say, Kosher Bezeh, Spasa Bezeh, Lemute Shein, Fitziperin, comes to exclude a tooth or a nail. That by a Shechita, you can't make a Shechita on a nail that's attached to the goof, or on a tooth that's attached. Ma'ashen came Malika, we know, how do you make a Malika? A turn takes the clay and takes the stem with his nail that's attached and presses down. That's what Mishnah means to say. By Malika, a nail that's attached is kosher. Mashenka by Shchita, something that's attached, the nail. And who are we here if the tooth is attached, also it's psula. Samara says, no, but you could turn it, that we learn clearly. You only just Mishnah to make that for Dirk. That we learn clearly before we had. That Chutz Mimago Kotzer, Vamagere, Vashnei, Vatiperin. And Samara says, talking about Mukhaberis. So learned it already. Samara says, El Rava, Omer Rabbi Yirmiya. Lemutei melech umevi means to exclude moving backwards and forwards. There's boy Maliki after Badavka pressed down. The Kohen has to take his thumb with his nail and press it down in the back of the neck. Not to move his thumb back and forwards. Mashenkin by Shchitu, no, you have to move the knife backwards and forwards. So that's what depends. Honichol amandiyam melech umevi b'malika apostle. If you ought to be melech umevi b'malika's apostle, you're right. That Malika is the Davka pressing down and not going back and forwards. Vashenka Bashkita is the opposite way. But Elul Laman Yama, but the way we hold, that Kosher, no, even by Malika, if the Kohen wants to take his thumb and go backwards and forwards, it's still a Kosher Malika, is so mindful, remember, what can you say then? So, what is the Dikav of Mishnah? What does it mean to say? Kosher Bezeh, Tosa Bezeh. So, Machuri, it means to exclude what Vnei Abchiyah says, that Yamachsa the Simonim, still is possible by Malika. Samara says no, that Bnei Rabbi Chiya Savri, they hold command Yom, the command Yom that says Melech Umevi b'Malika possible. They hold the Nechnam of the Dika of the Mishnah is that only Melech Umevi is kosher by Shechita. Ma'ashenken by Malika, if the Kohen will take a stem and make a movement of going backwards and forwards, That's psula. So that's the way Bnei Rav Chiya will learn our Mishnah. So if it's not a pirch upon them, Benach Nami, if we paskin that the Molech HaMevi is like a kosher by Malika, then in the will be a tiyufta, will be a kosher on Bnei Rav Chiya. Furthermore, says, Omer Rav Kana says, Mitzvahs Malika, what's the mitzvah Malika? How are you supposed to do the Malika? Is koit feitz v'yorid. The koin takes his thumb, his nail, and just presses straight down. That's called koitzis. He slices v'yorid and goes straight down. V'zui mitzvah, so this is the mitzvah malika. That's what Rav Kana said. So Sova Reb Avin, Lameim Rabin thought to say, what he meant to say was koitzis v'yoridin, that the only way to make a malika is only by stamp pressing straight down. But Melechum may be lay, if the koin moves his thumbs backwards and forwards, that's no good. Oh, Malibim said back, no. Kol Shechein, it couldn't be Kol Shechein. The Malach maybe be Malika Kosher, for sure it's good if you go backwards and forwards. And Madach is good by Shchit, but the Kol Shechein should be good by Malika also. If so, Zui Mitzvasa, what did Rav Avin mean to say the Mitzvah Malika is to be Kaitz, it's time to press straight down? What he meant to say was Eimer, Av Zui Mitzvasa. Even pressing straight down is also Kosher. If you melech a navy, he holds kol shechein that is kosher. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah, Omer Shmuel, that kol ha-kosher b'shchita. Any place, like of the neck, that's kosher for shchita. Kinegdei, opposite that side, means the back of the neck, is boirif, kosher b'mlika. On that opposite side is kosher b'mlika. That's the front of the neck, that part that's kosher l'shchita, on the back of it, that's kosher l'mlika. So who wasn't meant to say a diet l'chura that her posa b'shchita, any part of the neck that's posa for shchita is posa b'mlika. If it's too high up or too low down, the same place is posa l'mlika. So what's the mutim? What do you mean to exclude? What do you mean to tell us? What's psula? What kind of psula is there by l'mlika? Then if you want to tell me l'muti ike simonim, mean to say, let's say the simonim, the windpipe or the fruit pipe was uprooted, was ike, was uprooted inside. Now that's a psul by shchita. So the same thing now, that neck by knife, you cannot make a liquor on it, you cannot make a malikah on that neck, since there's an ikra simon, and the simon were uprooted, were detached from its place. Simon says, no, v'atoni rami by cheskel, ein ikra simon b'yayf, in the loch of a matter of a knife, whether it's a shchita, whether it's the malikah, there's no psul of was ikra, even if the simonim were uprooted, still it's kosher. And we'll soon see the reason why. By this, by Shechita, by Behem, we hold that if there's an Iki Simonim, if the Simonim were like torn loose, so that's a psul, you can't make a Shechita now. To Shaila later, we'll see if it's plotted, it's a trefa, or even if it's not a trefa, it's a psul in Shechita, that the Simonim cannot be torn loose before you go to make a Shechita. For the Eos, by Eos, there's no such psul, even to make a Shechita, it's kosher to make a Shechita if the Simonim were torn loose first. So that can be the pshat, if it's ever possible for shchit, it's possible in liquor, it's not true. If the old saying is that ikur is not a psul. So, like, what's the chiddush of Rabbi Yirmiyah, Yom HaShmuel, that would call a kosher b'zeh, mashra, possible b'zeh, what's the chiddush? So Mora says, Amar Apropa says, Lemutei Reshei, means to exclude that the mokum on the head, you cannot make a mlika on the head. So Mora says, Reshei, pshit, of course you can't make a mlika on the head of the bird. Minul opi yom rachman of liberation, like we said before, means something nearby the back of the head, but not the head itself. So pshita has to be on the neck, not on the head itself. Samar says, my ratio, what's the chiddush? I'm telling you that ratio is psula, means to say shipu ratio, where the head starts to become slanted downwards, not the top of the head to the back of the head itself, but it starts to be shipu, it starts to be slanted. Even there, it's still possible l'malika. And Mar says, "Kegoyim did nokat mishupa reishai v'igrim, that you took and you started to make the malika by shipura reishai, where the head starts to become slinty, and v'igrim, and you started to make the malika there, which was above the mokam of malika, v'yozol ad demota titoi, and even though by the end of the malika you came downwards where it is the mokam malika, that's the chiddush that's possible." Even though the beginning of the Malika was in a Mokam, that's possible. And the Chiddush is, even though by the end of the Malika, you came downwards to the Mokam of Malika, still it's possible. Okurafuna Amarabasi. Tiyomer Rav Huna. Omer Rav Asi. Higrim Shlish. That's what I regular Shchita of the Behema. If you first start, the first of the Shchita is above the Mokum of the Kona. And then Veshachat Shnei Shlishi. Then the next two thirds, the rest of the Shchita, even the robe of the Shchita, is the Mokum Hechsher, still Psula, still its Pesel. Like we said before, because by the time the Chiyas goes out by halfway, it has to be Rav done Veshchita. And here that half was not done Veshchita, therefore it's Psula. So that's the Chiyas, just like by Shchita, there's such a Psula of Hagroma, who are done by Malika also. If you started it off, and then by the time you got to the halfway, you were, even though you got down to the Mokum Hamlika, but since the beginning, the first third was the Psul, it's already Puzzle. Oh, Malay Rav Acha Bred Rav Rav Ashi, Hode Toni Rav Rav Yecheskel. That we had before, the Rav Rav Yecheskel said a Chiddush, that ain't Ikra Simonim B'yoyf, that if you tear this Simonim loose by a bird, there's no Psul. He should know lawyer more. That was only said. El Laman Diyam and Shchit Luyef Minatera. On of Yod and Nidhi Raisa, you don't have to have a Shchita by knife. Be the Raisa Shchita Oifus Kosher, even without Shchita. So only Midira Boron, you have to have it. Rashi said, this is Reb Lezer, Omer Perka Shrek, we'll have later next Perak. Reb Lezer holds like this. The Midira Raisa Shchita was only said by a Behema, and not by a knife. So since it's only Midira Boron, you have to have a Shchita on a knife. Therefore, there's a clue to say, even though the simonim were nekar, it was torn loose, still the shchita or the malika is good. Avol l'man diyama.